is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, the Tourism Development Corporation, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are essentially the same, 323-6232. 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. If you're in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. We are, of course, able to be contacted through WhatsApp. That's on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Or you can text us today on the Guardian Radio's text line, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. We're going to have a couple of special guests for you at different points in the show today. But I do want to express, if in fact it is so, that Muff Roll passed away, I'm being told, which is really something to hear. Very animated, very solid contributor to many of these shows, as he called in. And what a voice, and will be missed if this is so. And I'm sure if this were not so, maybe by now he would have called or somebody would have said something. So our sincere condolences to his family on his passing. I mean, I remember vivid conversations and the way he approached the show every time he called in with that animation. And, you know, just, wow. This life is something else. This is something else. And you have to take note, take account, but you never know. So we've heard from the minister, we've heard from the CEO responsible for BPL. And now the board of BPL has weighed in on the situation, which is interesting, because yesterday when I was talking about the BPL matter, the most recent one, I was saying it was curious to me that the minister said that lightning strike was what created the problem in this last incident, and that the CEO never said so, never mentioned it, notwithstanding that lightning strike could create a act of God kind of force majeure situation that really is an out, that says, what do you want me to do? I can only now fix after the lightning. I can't stop the lightning. I can't direct the lightning, even though there are people who suggest, and there are, equipment that can help to against some of these kinds of things. But still, you cannot control if a lightning decides, despite all of your efforts, to strike a piece of equipment. There's nothing you can do. So if lightning strikes something that I'm responsible for, and I'm going to let you all know. Because I know my people. I know you great, beautiful, wonderful people. I know how you all go. And only an act of God can get some of y'all to get off. And even after that, sometimes y'all don't let people off. But at least an act of God would say, okay, well, this wasn't your crazy nonsense that did it. This was lightning strike. So the CEO didn't mention it. The minister mentions it. Well, let's listen to the board. This is the board's release. The board of BPL recognizes the exceptional dedication. Hold on. I'm starting at the middle. Sorry. This is for immediate release, July 7th. As yesterday, this is the board of BPL, the board of directors of BPL. Who are the board of directors of BPL? These are the people appointed by the government of the Bahamas to represent its interests in the enterprise. A board of a company represents the owners. So essentially the board of directors represent you, the people of the Bahamas, but they were appointed by your trustees, who are the executives of the government. That's the cabinet of the Bahamas. So those members were appointed by the cabinet of the Bahamas to look after your interests. What do you mean look after our interests? So what happens is, when a company gets extremely big, and has to hire professional management, it is not unusual that professional management might have thoughts about the way things should be done that might be better for them than it is for you, the owner. For instance, the management might think, you know what, let's give ourselves a raise. We need a raise. We want a raise. That's good for them. It helps their income, but that's the owner's cost goes up because the owner is paying that additional sum. And if the revenue stays the same and the cost goes up, then the profit squeezed and the owner gets to take away less profits. Sometimes the management might give more time off or more overtime, and that can squeeze things as well. Sometimes it could affect operations, and all of that could impact upon the owner's interest. In this case, you, the consumers, in the Bahamian public, in this case, the government of the Bahamas, who represent you. And so what has happened over the years is this invention of a board of directors that sits between the owner and the management to put a check on what the management does. Also to provide some professional guidance to the owner about maybe some strategic ways in which to operate the business or to move the business forward. And so the board of directors of BPL, who the members are, I'll get to you in a minute. Says this is what the board of directors of BPL said. This is not the management. This is not Tony Pratt and her team, the executive team. This is not the government of the Bahamas directly. This is the board of directors. The board of directors of Bahamas Power and Light Limited extends its sincere appreciation to the people of the Bahamas for their patience and understanding following Sunday's unprecedented power outages across New Providence. We recognize the significant hardship of our customers are facing. The loss of electricity disrupts all aspects of daily life, including homes, hospitals, businesses, and essential services. Frustration this event has caused. Based on the technical information provided to the board, the outage resulted from an extraordinary lightning strike at the Blue Hills Power Station. The force of the strike caused extensive damage at a critical point within the station, disrupting the interface between electricity generation and the transmission network. Simply put, while remained available, the damage prevented the safe transfer of power from the power station to the electrical grid. This critical connection, the point where generation and transmission integrate, is essential to delivering electricity to consumers throughout New Providence. Whenever an event of this nature occurs, safety is our first priority.
Restoration efforts cannot begin until teams are determined that conditions are safe for personnel to work and that damaged equipment can be re-energized without creating additional risk to employees, the public, or electrical system itself. Once conditions are safe, restoration efforts begin and crews work methodically until service is restored to all customers. This commitment guided every decision during Sunday's response. The board recognizes the exceptional dedication of BPL's engineers, technicians, system controllers, line workers, center, and support staff. Many worked over 13 consecutive hours under challenging conditions. Others interrupted family commitments or assisted via telephone while on vacation. Their professional expertise and commitment to the Bahamas merit our deepest gratitude and respect. Events like this are extremely rare. BPL's power stations include grounding systems and lightning protection to safeguard critical infrastructure. However, no system can guarantee protection from every extreme natural event, especially one of this magnitude at a critical network point. Although this incident was extraordinary, it presents an opportunity to improve. The board has directed management to conduct a comprehensive post-incident review to identify lessons learned and recommend improvements. This review will assess physical protection systems, operational procedures, restoration strategies, network sectionalizing, and ways to strengthen grid resilience and accelerate major disturbances. Each significant event in our is an opportunity to strengthen our utility. We will apply all lessons from the incident to improve reliability for our customers. We acknowledge concerns about public communications during the outage. Customers deserve timely, accurate, and transparent information during major interruptions. The board has instructed management to review communications to ensure future updates as more frequent, clearer, and better reflect restoration progress. The board remains committed to supporting ongoing investments to modernize the Bahamas' electricity system. Grid modernization, stronger transmission infrastructure, enhanced protection, and improved resilience are essential to delivering the reliable service Bahamians expect and deserve. Finally, we sincerely thank every employee who responded, worked through his family time, and remained focused until power was restored. Your dedication represents the best of Bahamas Power and Light. The board remains committed to continuous improvement, operational excellence, and earning the confidence of the Bahamian people through action, accountability, and results. Signed, Board of Directors, Bahamas Power and Light Limited. There you have it. The board says technical information provided to itself. Lightning strike. That's what the minister said. That's not what the CEO said, but that's what the board says. It says technical information. Assume there's a way to know that lightning struck the equipment outside of, you haven't been there and seen the lightning strike the equipment. All right, so you'd have to know that. You'd have to be able to assess that, yes, this is a lightning strike. That's what the board says it was. That's what we have to take it as is today. That's what it says. And if lightning strike, what you can do? Okay? Strikes. Can't do nothing about that. You got to fix it. And the board is committed. Committed to trying to get the thing fixed. And they are working and have been working on that. Are you satisfied? Do you have the information? One of the important things that the board said was, listen, the board said we are not in a situation where we have a shortage of generation to meet demand. That's not been the issue here. That's not what the problem is. So we don't have no outages born of, we don't have enough power to supply the needs of the Bahamian society, right? This was not an instance of that. What we have is an instance of a act of nature damaging one of our equipment, an equipment that was critical to taking the power we generate to the consumers through the transmission and distribution network. And once that got damaged, we were unable to take all that power we generated and deliver to where we needed it to do. I had a conversation too with concerns at BPL, who told me that, you know, people were saying this was an island-wide blackout. I mean, I didn't really hear that, but it was not. It was not. It was widespread, island-wide. So there you have it. What does that statement do for you? Tell me, folks. I want to hear from you. Tell me. You heard it. I read the whole thing. Tell me what that statement does for you. What does it, how do you receive it? What are your thoughts about it? Does it help you? If you're hot, you're hot, but does it help you at least understand where things, what happened, and where things stand, and what the commitment is of the company to satisfactorily addressing the issues at BPL that concern you? Tell me your thoughts. We're gonna come back, we're gonna take a break, and then when we come back from the break, we'll to be heard from. You're listening to Z Live, I'm Shabbat Golan, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Progressive Jackpot is on fire at Everybody Wins Live. First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, he said, and it's growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, and sportsbook. Only at Everybody, where winnings live.
Mic drop.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wendy's has brand new chicken tenders. And they're everything you've been craving. Crispy, juicy, and seasoned just right. These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite. Dip them, dunk them, love them. With sauces like sweet chili, scorching hot, ranch, honey barbecue, honey mustard, and Wendy's signature sauce. Grab them as a kid's meal. Enjoy them on their own. Or make it a combo that hits the spot every time. For tenders you're gonna know by name, it's gotta be Wendy's.
Wow, it's 35 years already. Where has the time gone? Look at where we have come from. Caribbean Gas would like to say thank you to our valuable customers and our dedicated staff. Let's celebrate this, our 35th anniversary. From June 16th to July 16th, we will celebrate with you. Giveaways, prizes, and surprises. If you spend $50, you are eligible to win a 100-pound cylinder, 50-inch TV, gas, stove, AC unit, and much, much more. Visit us on Gladstone Road, Caribbean Gas. It's our 35th anniversary. Let's celebrate!
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 322-6232, 322-6232, or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259. 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You heard from Bahamas Power and Light Board of Directors. What do you say? What do you think? We've heard from the minister. Was that enough? You didn't get enough? Apparently, the Bahamas Power and Light didn't think so, because the minister's going to speak at a press conference, I believe, tomorrow. But Bahamas Power and Light's board released a statement. But the CEO had already done a video presentation. And all of that was not enough until for the board, in order for the board not to have to say something. So the board sort of said something. That tells you something, that the board had to say something after the minister and the CEO spoke. Maybe they thought the message didn't get through. This text says, should the consumer be concerned about the reason for the outage? Does BPL care if you lost your job or there was a mistake with your salary transfer? As a consumer, I am paying for a service that should be largely uninterrupted. No. But if lightning strike your service, though, come on, no, listen to me now. And let's be reasonable human beings. If lightning strikes something and causes you your job, what do you want people to do? That's an act of God. Sorry you lost your job. But seriously, that's an act of God. We call it, it's an act of nature. You cannot blame people for a storm that comes. Lightning that strikes. A tsunami that comes. Come on, man. We can't be that unreasonable now. You could question whether it was in fact lightning. So yes, you need to be concerned about the reason. You have to be. That helps shape your reasonableness. You can't, if your child is walking the road, doing it the proper way, and somebody drives off the road and hits the child, God forbid, you cannot blame the child. The child didn't cause somebody to drive off the road. Now, if the child is playing in the road, in a busy road, then you say, well, come on, that you shouldn't have been doing that, and that's unfortunate. But so, no, the bad result is still painful, but right? You have to be reasonable. They say, no, you should have redundancies in place. Mom, come on. That's not reasonable. Yes, you could have and should have. They have things in place to mitigate lightning, you know. And yes, redundancies can help. But listen, still. Seriously, though? Seriously? You believe that. You can't even believe that in your own life. I'm sure nothing has ever happened in your own life that was done by nature and you didn't have to say, oh, but that didn't matter because I had redundancies. Come on, man. Come on. I'm not buying that today. Come on. Now, if you tell me you don't believe it was like that, that's a different story. This text says, good afternoon. In 2019, BPL went through the worst load shedding company had seen up to that point. Management made the decision to buy new engines for the Clifton Pier station. That decision was criticized in some quarters, but it turned out to be the right one. So there were no load shedding in 2020. This tells you that BPL can learn lessons and can implement changes that work. The question is, what has happened since that time to lead to a situation where BPL appeared unable to respond effectively to this lightning strike, which management says happened, didn't happen, but the board says did. Okay, see, I could get on board with that comment. I could get on board with that. But I can't get on board people not allowing for lightning strike, man. Come on. I mean, I'm not living in that kind of unreasonable world. I'm not. I just don't think that's reasonable. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. I wish to inform you that one of your regular callers, Muff Roll, has died. Yes, I acknowledge that. He used to call who occasionally spoke to you about your prostate cancer treatment. Yes, yes. Muff Roll is in his mid-50s, died from a heart attack. Wow. Suddenly yesterday while in the Ultra Games, he was a first cousin of mine. Wow, wow. That's terrible. Your condolences to you and your family. That's really... We're sorry to hear that. This text is, dear Minister Lang, we thank the BPL board for broadening our collective understanding of the term lightning strike. Did the board also comment on whether this act of God was responsible for the tripling of our election? Not in this statement. Not in this statement. But BPL is resigned that your higher bills is because of usage. And let me tell you, I agree with BPL. I agree with it that it's usage. Why? The rate has not changed. Now, the government said the rate was going down. And the government said your bill was going down. And I told you guys, I said, no one can tell me my bill is going down because no one controls my usage. Even if you reduce the rate, if I increase my usage, because now I can put on my AC and I put on my AC and my bill goes, then that's on me. But no, the government run around here. Prime Minister himself said, the minister said, watch your bill. Watch it can be lower. And I knew it was a mistake. I knew, you can't promise things you can't control. Come on, man. So no, the board didn't speak to it. The board didn't have to speak to it. You could just check your own bill. Check your own bill. Look at the bill 2 months ago. See what the rate was and look, the usage was. And look at your bill today. See what the rate is and see what the usage is. And you will be able to tell what happened. You don't need BPL board to tell you that. Think, Bahamas, think. This text says, Zhivago, Mr. Darvill said $5.5 million allocated to medical equipment and ambulance. But what happens to the 14 they claimed they purchased before election? And not those standard shift ambulance they got donated for the family islands. Where did the last budget funds for ambulance go? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pay our respects to our sponsors. And then when we come back, we'll continue. Since you're listening to Z Live, I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come go together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more. Conditions apply. RF. Money at work.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Come, let's celebrate the Bahamas Independence. Janae's uniform set and get 30% off selected Independence Polo items. Get an additional 10% volume discount for 30 or more pieces. Net items excluded. The net items, Janae's unique limited edition Independence tees. Don't forget the black, gold, and aquamarine ribbons in various sizes to decorate the home or office. Visit Janae's Chesapeake Road or text the Janae's digital team at 817-3295 or email sales@janaes.com or www.janaes.com. Happy Independence, Bahamas, from Janae's.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental or passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today on Guardian Radio on FM. This person says, being very accommodating, but have you that BPL has taken appropriate measures? No, I don't. The same way I know that BPL said that lightning struck and that BPL said in the board statement of what they do mitigate against lightning strikes, that's the same way I got that information, the very same way. And if you haven't taken measures to do it, then you don't know either. But it's still unreasonable for anybody to suggest, even in the face of electricity, to talk about redundancies, because even a redundancy can fail. Even a redundancy. It is not reasonable to come at people that way. It's not. Absolutely not. You could text and write all day long. You will not get me to accept that that is reasonable. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, how you doing?
That's all good. This is Mr. Anchil calling.
Yes, how you doing?
All is well. Now, listen, I just give you understanding, and this is why I love where we are with the energy program on energy issues that we're having, because it allows persons like ourselves, myself, and you like right. Some of our little skill sets that we acquired over the years.
Right.
Back in the day when I was in my 20s, I used to fly a consultant over who used to teach me renewable energy. So I was, for about maybe five years, I studied renewable energy, portable power, hydrogen, water, fuel cells, different forms of energy, et cetera. 2022, if you vaguely remember when they had the National Development Plan in UB. That's why I raised the question to the PM at the time that I foresaw that we would have encountered an energy issue simply because the role that energy plays in our life. Would BPL have to come to the understanding? This is the only thing I will share with them and whomever is listening is, persons responsible for calculating energy to determine demand, to determine the supply for the demand, they have to understand that every human in the Bahamas, accounted for or unaccounted for, should have an energy grid attached to them. As for example, as an individual, I account outside of just the fixed, normal, traditional ways we use energy. Every human have a phone, a cell phone, laptop, tablet. So the demand for energy it goes down to even to the micro or individual level to ensure that we have sufficient demand or sufficient supply to meet our demand. Secondly, they have to be in a position to look at how do we grow in terms of rate, so they can assume every month, every year, energy demand grows by X percentage so that they determine X amount of supply they need to have each year. Now, the power with solar, renewable energy was supposed to compensate for the additional demands year over year as a means of free energy, so it don't be a cost to no factions, whether it's private, public, whomever. Okay? And so these are the things that I was trying to convey so that in that time before things happened, we would have been in a preventative mode versus a cure.
Except though, sir, let me just say this to you, and all of what you said makes perfect sense to me, perfect sense. But I'm only telling you what BPL is saying, that this issue is not a generation issue. It's not a supply issue for them.
I agree.
They're saying it's not a supply issue. They don't have a lack of supply. They said they had a difficulty with a damaged piece of equipment to get the supply to the customer.
So here's my question to BPL then. Since this is a random act of unforeseen events that led to an issue or a challenge for the nation, but records would reflect that we have had experienced blackouts from the start of this summer. So what was the reason behind those blackouts?
That's the question. That's a question I put to them as well. And they indicated to me that, again, those were instances in which they are having circuit issues. Because remember, they have this increased supply. But they are using old circuitry infrastructure to transmit. And that sometimes they get an overload of that on those circuits, and that causes the fault as well.
But if you listen to the communication of BPL over the last 10 years, that has always been their reason to why we're experiencing these things, right? Then 2023, they came up with an initiative so they can transform energy, raise monies, bring in a company, transfer the assets, put in a company to specifically focus on what? Transmission and distribution. So 3 years, so what they're saying to me now, then 3 years that they have not successfully achieved the goals or they're still in progress.
What they are saying is they thought by now they would have been finished with the replacement of all that circuitry and the calibration of it, but it has not happened yet.
Okay,
it is
good.
Not done. It's not finished.
So we're asking them then, give me a specific timeline, a reality timeline of an adjustment of, okay, we thought it was going to finish last month. We're not going to finish. So here's what we're up against, and here's what time we can take, and here's the additional cost that we'd incur.
Good question.
We all know that
good
the longer you take on a project, the more it can cost. Even
good,
if you stop a
question.
Project and you restart a project, you have to find money to re-engage the project
good,
if you want
good
to
implement
completion.
Yeah, good question. And good question. That's all I can tell you, okay?
And I'll answer this.
Thank
because
you.
Here's what I said to them. The easiest way, because their grid is old and the infrastructure is not reliable, trying to promote, which has not happened yet, larger scale power programs to generate massive amount of power to feed the grid, and a grid that is not ready is still going to create issues tomorrow. I say to them that incremental power surges, small amounts spread across, will allow the grid to be able to manage the new capacity. And then the savings that they will get is now they're having this free power from these solar programs, grid tied, they could then reinvest. They don't even have to come up with new money. Because what you find in your billing says, oh, after a certain kilowatts usage, it is 17 cents. And over 800 kilowatts usage, it's 21 cents. So I asked BPM, yes, the rate didn't change, but why didn't you match the rate and just leave it a flat fixed rate across the board? 200 free, and then 17, how much you use. Why then, if usually the rule of thumb is the more you buy, the less you pay per cost for the product. So why am I spending more for oil or for surcharge if I'm using more fuel and you're able to compensate for volume? So you're able to still increase on your margins at the end of the day because I'm using more.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, but that's really, that can't always be the whole story in any cost analysis, though. Not the whole story.
Because we don't have the numbers and we don't understand what their purchase price is.
But I mean, it's a fair point. It's a fair point.
Anyway, Mr. Lang, I appreciate everything. But like I say, I'm available. If they need somebody independent thinking who could now assist in at least driving questions and research to assist in the shortest period of time. Because a renewable installed to whom takes 3 days.
Okay, brother. I appreciate you calling, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Great contribution. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. I totally disagree. It was not usage for me and my household. We haven't done anything different. We worked the same shift so that, okay, I'm going to read this, finish reading this when we're done, but that's not how you calculate whether your usage didn't change or not, right? Not by thinking about whether you did anything differently, you know, because sometimes you don't have to do anything different, but if your environment changes, if it's hotter and so forth, it could change your usage just based on that. So, but you have to look at your bill. I mean, that's the, send me your bill. Send me your bill 2 months ago. Send me your bill today, and I'll show you. I'll see if you're right. That's the one way we could do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we will continue our discussion. We may have a couple of guests when we come back.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So let me finish reading this. This says, hi, Shvav, I totally disagree. It wasn't usage for me and my household. We haven't done anything different. We worked the same shift so that didn't change. We turn on our AC units at the same time each day, but yet our bill for June was 180 more than it was for the last 5 months. In fact, I thought for the month of June, we should have paid less because for 8 days straight, our electricity was off from Linden Pinling Estates. Again, you really have to check your bill for usage so you can see directly what they billed you for. So you don't have to guess or assume based on your behavior whether or not your usage was different. You could question whether the usage they recorded is correct. The only way to actually know what they are billing is by what you see on your bill. Um, Yeah, she is trying to reach me. This is a message I'm getting, but she's supposed to be on the show, and I sent the link for it. So if you sent the link, so if you want to, if you can send her the link, let me then we could sort it out. All right. She's one of my guests that's supposed to be on to talk about something I think is very, very noble that she's trying to do. And so hopefully we get her on so she can share that. And then we have another guest coming in at 1:30. So I just sent her my information. This text says, why consumers had power outage the following day, lightning strike. It didn't, the outage wasn't island-wide, I'm told. It says, why, when I rang about my area, I was told the pole was down. So Mr. Lang, I believe that if it were a lightning strike, it would have been disclosed from the onset. It was not. That is something that makes them out of curious. And by the way, unless you saw lightning strike something, like you now relying on an assessment. You relying on an assessment to suggest that it was lightning. Now, I don't know how you assess lightning strike, a thing, but, you know, I know there are people who have expertise to do these things. But you could, the weather people could tell you, were there lightning strikes in the Blue Hills area on said day, at said time? They may be able to tell you. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Mr. Lang. I like that gentleman who called earlier, and I thought that was really, it was insightful terms of the, what he brought to the table. And I appreciated you allowing him to really bring home and help us understand. I would also want to throw in where, like you said, you know, if you solve a question, I don't know it, I'm not saying it is, but...
Hold on, 1 minute. Sure. It's very important for you guys to... Listen to me. I didn't say it's usage. BPL said it's usage.
Right. No, you said don't have to be usage. I think that's what you said, correct?
No, what I did say, no, sir. I said that no one can promise me a lower bill if they don't control my usage.
Right.
Because even if you reduce my rate, if my usage goes up, more than the rate savings, I'm going to have a higher bill.
And that's true. And I believe in this time is heat. I'm using certain things. I've added even certain things to my house, and I've done that for a few months. But right. Like someone is saying, there's very little difference for the amount that I'm paying. Okay, so in my case, my electricity doubled, right? And I was like doubling. I know I added some extra, but not to double my bill. Paying $350, I'm over $700 now. And so what I'm saying, I'm not gonna say that isn't the case. They definitely read the meter. I was like, maybe they just didn't read the meter. They did read the meter because it is advancing. But I have this question though. Is there a possibility that we could be having a problem with these meters around something triggering the meters to improperly read? And is that so? That's the point I wanted to make. Not so much that maybe there wasn't some usage issue, but could we also be having a problem with faulty meters? And I'm not saying it is. That's a question, and I really want to put that on the table.
Yeah, reasonable question to ask. It's a reasonable question to ask, and I can tell you, if the answer is yes, and the possibility exists that it's widespread, that could be a huge problem for a power company.
Yeah, and that so. Because if all of us are saying, and a lot of people are saying, you know what, I really do much different.
But you know, you can
have. I want us to come with the answer for that.
Because if for you to get an answer from BPL, do you really think BPL is going to say to you, yes, your meter is faulty? What you can do is you can get an electrician to help you see if your meter is properly functioning, you know.
That's cool.
I did. So let me tell you what I did. I wanted to see, I was putting a freezer, you know, those long freezers in my laundry area, right?
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to see how much that was going to add to my bill. So I went and read my meter and I wrote down what the meter was. And I ran that, I plugged that in for 24 hours, controlling for all the other things, making sure I wasn't doing anything new. I did that for 24 hours. And then I went back and I checked the meter and I wrote that down. And then I was able to see the difference between the old reading, the new reading, and then what the calculated cost of that usage was, so that it told me what I was going to be paying additional a day to have that freezer in. I said, I could do that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I may not want to incur that cost. I just wanted to say, if someone global BPL, please look at it. But you're right. I don't think they're going to take the responsibility in cases there. So someone will have to point out. Yeah, I agree with you. But let me ask.
If you don't bear the cost now, well, you can bear it over time if the meter's faulty.
Yeah, so how you go and recovery can be very difficult.
Exactly right. Exactly
let me leave
right.
with this last one. Thank you for that opportunity. Listen, I also have someone who I know works there, and I'm not, but I know that at least one of them because of servicing, and they say this takes extremely long to service each generator. And the ESI generator they put in has to go, each one of them have to be serviced after it's a particular amount of hours they run. And they take, I don't know if the 4 to 6 months, I don't know if BPL addressed them and you had a conversation with them. But you could ask them, and apparently all of them have to go through it. So we don't have the full generation capacity that we're supposed to have because at least each generator is down for service.
What I understand, and Donovan Moxie explained this when he was on the show, when he was chairman. But what I understand is, you say you have 5 generators. You really only using 3 of those, particularly in non-peak times, right? And what you do is you have 1 or 2 of them offline that you are servicing so that when it's time to bring the other 2 offline, you bring those 2 online. So it's a rotational thing. So you will always almost have some generator being serviced. Now, if you get a peak period and all the generators are required and servicing becomes a problem, then you have an issue.
I know a guy who's working 7 days a
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I am not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying to you is it's not down. It's not down as much as you are always taking one of them out of circulation for servicing, because that's part of the maintenance protocol.
Okay, so you're saying that let's say if it's 6 of them and 5 of them are up, then the 5 really is supposed to service our max capacity.
Yes.
Or as a gentleman.
Yes.
Then even maybe an extra 1 or 2% for this, some of which is really our max. I think someone said next month will probably be the peak. But I got you. I appreciate you. Thank you, man.
Right. Thank you, brother. All right. Do we have another call on the line?
Hello.
Hey, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Mr. Lang, you are an electrician. Just intuitively, just by how you said that you turn off your meter, after you hook up the appliance, you took your meter reading prior and post, right? To see the difference in the consumption, right? That's the way. And so the gentleman just now, on the last call, I think, before that, they opened my eyes. There's a way to tell if the meter is faulty. You can turn off the main switch, the master switch, and then you see if the meter mechanism is still moving. And if it does, that means there's some internal mechanism. I know there's something called the 7-jaw, or with the single phase, there's something called the 4-jaw. And electricians can actually get in trouble if they bother with these wires because they can slow the meter down. And they taught us that in school, and you could actually get in legal problems for altering the meter. This is why BC put the lock on it.
Some people in Freeport I know of got problems.
Yeah, but you know, then another thing is the appliance test. And so when you turn off the appliance, if the meter still ticks or idles, then you know that it's faulty. So there's certain ways to do that. But another variable too is, people talk about, I like how you just made it simple, and it's just consumption, because you could do your own media reading. My father did. And so what happens is, the variable would be for me is, if my father would actually take it on the same date. So with BEC, you have to find out, let's say if they took your media reading on the 30th of July, and then they came back, you wouldn't get the same reading, so that's a variable. So they'll actually have to be the same date, or within the
yes.
most you could give them.
The same
date,
period, the same cycle.
Yeah, which is common sense. Yeah. And then another thing is, too, when you use drop chords, et cetera, you have voltage drops, et cetera. So there's a lot of variables. But, you know, it's basically, it's all consumption. And then you mentioned something very important. I know you know how significant it is. You talk about the ambiency, which basically is heat. And which is ampacity, which is heat. So if the outside temperature is higher, then you would obviously, just because of the, even though the wires are insulation, just heat in itself is energy. So you'll have more dissipation, you know. Just bless up still. Have a good day. It's a great show. Yeah, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. This tech says, do we have a call on the line?
Hello.
Hi, yes, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Line 9. Nice to hear from you again, Mr. Grant. Online, with this island wide, I agree with you. It was an island wide. With the lightning strike, I can tell you, I live in Pride Estate, which is west of Blue Hill Power Station. I was out in my yard with a heavy, heavy clap of thunder. I didn't see lightning. But I was out in my yard, right underneath my juju tree in the front of my house, going to my van, because the power was off. So I said, let me take my dogs and put them in the van and go for a ride to use the air conditioner in the car. I can take the heat. And when that clap went, Mr. Lang, I mean the whole of my yard, like it shook. And so I left from there, and I went up to Sadiq Darden Highway. I went into BPL Yard. And when I went in there, an engineer was just parking, and I asked him what's going on. I wouldn't call his name. He said they called him in, and he just left his family in frustration. They in the front room under two fans trying to keep cool. And they called him in, and when he came out of his car, he said he could tell that no engines are on. And apparently they brought him in to try and get one on. So with one on, they could gradually bring the others on. So I said, let me go for a ride. I went from the Deke Highway up Prince Charles all the way to Yamacraw. Electricity was off on the southern side of San Susi area. And I came round East Bay Street. And when I came round the northern side by a friend of mine living in San Susi, they had power on the northern side, but there was no power on the southern side. I drove all the way down Bay Street into Shirley Street. I went all out west, about at Old Fort Bay, and came back up. The people on the north side around Gambier, Love Beach, and all of them, they were off also. And then coming up by Fusion, I could see there was power there. And when I came back into Pride Estate, power was just on, coming on, and I came inside and turned on my radio. Soon as I turned on my radio, the power went again. I said, boy, let's get another ride. I went back around the island again, but I went to the western side.
Yeah, I got you, Sparky, but you know, the most important point, I think, is if you say you heard thunder, there's no possibility of hearing thunder if lightning did not happen, because thunder is what follows lightning. It's the noise that follows lightning. So lightning had to have happened somewhere. Right? And so maybe then, according to Sparky, maybe there was a lightning strike that troubled something. This text says, you need to ask the right question if you want to get the right answer. Ask who is responsible for transmission and distribution. BPL or Bahamas Grid Company? I don't have a question. I know the answer, Bahamas Grid Company. BGC is responsible, that's what you say. Apparently, when things went south with Pike, they now are subcontracting under BGC. Is there any idea how many of them that need to be addressed? Is training and or certification a major gap? Is there a formal agreement, contract in place, $8 million, I understand, that outlines services that are to be delivered? So of course, the name is BPL for obvious reasons. Ah, questions, 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 questions. Afternoon, Mr. Lang. I live in Golden Gates number one, and the power was off in my area on Saturday morning for an extended period of time. It went off at 10 a.m. on Sunday and never came back on until Sunday night at 10:20 p.m. It went off again on Monday morning until late in the afternoon. So I don't believe that lightning hit this is the story. Well, there you mean, so you don't take it that if the lightning hit it, it could be taking as long to repair as the people are saying? Mm-hmm. So it says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. If you have employees making $100,000 to $200,000 in overtime along with their salaries, do they really have the Bahamians' best interest and government at heart or in mind? Could be sabotage in play. Why should we think it's sabotage? The union didn't say, the minister didn't say sabotage. The CEO didn't say it was sabotage. Nobody else says it's sabotage. All right, I have my guest with me. Is that Sanaya? You're here?
Hi, good afternoon. It's Zinnia Williams.
Zinnia, oh, wow. Okay, so thanks for Zinnia. Zinnia, say, what's her name?
Zinnia Williams.
Zinnia Williams, that's right. Zinnia. Yes, well, sir. welcome, Zinnia. Zinnia, you're celebrating your birthday soon?
Yes, sir. My birthday is on July 19th.
On July 19th, you're celebrating your 14th birthday.
Yes, sir. I'm celebrating my 14th birthday.
My understanding is that you are not trying to be selfish this birthday. You are actually trying to solve some problems this birthday of yours, and you wanted to talk about it. Tell us what's happening. What would you like to do?
Well, actually, for this particular birthday, what I plan to do is give back. A lot of times people have a tendency to ask you what you want for your birthday. What do you want? This particular birthday is to give back to the homeless community in Nassau, Bahamas. Okay. My goal is to provide them with 100 hot meals. I also plan to give 50 hygiene kits, which will consist of towels, toothpaste, toothbrush, you know, the items to help to keep them a little bit more cleanly. And then also 10 sleeping kits, which will consist of tents, sleeping bags, a mini pillow, and then there is a duffel bag that can convert into a backpack, which that they can utilize to travel back and forth to make things easier. Because I don't know if you see some of them along the side of the street, they have multiple super value bags with so many things. The bag will be able to hold all of the items that they need on a daily basis, and it'll give them some semblance of normalcy so that they won't be exposed to living outside in the elements at night.
Are you concerned that they may not actually use them?
Well, the thing about that is this is something that I've been doing consistently for the last 7 months.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. But I've been gay.
Okay.
So this is the first time that I'm going public in this regard. So I have 10 persons already identified who can utilize them, who knows the responsibility of keeping them. I've already liaisoned with the police so that they know they are allowing them to utilize the tents, but they can only have them up night. And then they close them up and keep them on their person during the day, because you don't want it, of course, to be an eyesore in certain areas and so on.
Right.
So they have assisted in such an amazing job in helping to ensure that those persons are compliant so that they won't be exposed to the elements in the evening.
Wow. You know, I've given clothing out to people too. And, you know, it's always amazing because, you know, I'm doubtful sometimes whether they're, and you see them in it, right?
Yes.
And it says, okay, great. They're using it. They're using it. So how can people help you do what you're trying to do?
Ways that people can help me is they can partner what it is that I'm doing. I have an Amazon list that is on my Facebook page. I can send you the link to it.
Okay.
I am also asking persons if they want to donate financially. They are more than happy to do so. And if you're able to come out with me on Sunday, July 19th, I will be on the road from 4 to 6 p.m. And you can come out and just help to share and show love to those who need it the most in our community. And my cell number is 439-721. So they can contact me directly to know how that they can partner with what it is that I'm doing.
Why did you start doing this in the first place?
Why did I start doing this in the first
place? Yeah, like you said, you've been doing it quietly over the last 6-7 months. Why did this particular means of service come to you?
Well, I mean, I'm originally from Grand Bahama, and since relocating to Nassau, this is something that has actually been highlighted to me. I did stuff like this on a small scale as well in Grand Bahama, but this was highlighted to me by him sometime last year. And it really struck because there was an older lady, I won't call her name, but she's about 70. And I was out one night and she was just sitting on a bench in the cold and sleeping. And it has just been laid on my heart right there and then to try to be a blessing to them, to find out their story, to see why they are in these positions that they're in, and to do what I can to help because they go unnoticed so many times. Mm. And our goal as citizens, our goal as not only citizens of the Commonwealth, but citizens of the Kingdom of God, is to go out and be a blessing to our brother and sister, to be their keeper. So for me, that's where the heart of it came from, just going out there, doing that and helping them to feel some sort of love, to feel a level of humanity that they don't often receive.
Okay, wonderful. I was going to ask you if you were born in New Providence, because you know, sometimes when you are in these very populated places, you see things and you see people, but you know, you kind of think this is so much out of my control.
Yeah,
and you kind of just move on, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think what is important for people to understand is that each one can reach one. You know what I mean? And if we just take the time, if you see one person, I remember there was an gentleman that was on the bench down at Saunders Beach. And I passed and I'm like, oh my gosh, wonder if I can get him something to eat. I didn't have any food on me and KFC is right there. But you know, in Nassau, you have to go down so far to turn around. And on my way down to Rubus, would you believe I saw three other people? I turned back around, went to KFC, only to discover that they have something called a $5, can't remember the name, but anyhow, it's a $5 fill-up. And I was able to purchase four of them and take them a hot meal. It only costs $5. You know what I mean? And we have to remember that little is much when God is in it. And if
you each
person takes the time to do one little random act of kindness, I truly believe that no one in our community will go without.
Wonderful, wonderful. You want to hear something really that really struck me yesterday? So I'm not in the Bahamas at the moment. I actually had to travel for something. But so I was walking in a plaza and this young man, he was black, I tell you. He walked up to me and he said, excuse me, sir, can you spare a couple of dollars for me to get something to eat? I said, well, I don't have any cash to do that. I said, but I gladly buy you something to eat. So he said, oh, good, that's fine. And so he said, but I wanted something from Chipotle. But Chipotle was like a little ways off. I said, well, you know, that's a little ways off. I said, but we're in a plaza that has lots of things to eat. We could do that. I said, in fact, there's five guys over there. You want to go get something to eat from there? And he said, yes. And then as I was approaching five guys with him, he listened to me now. This guy says, you know what? Can I get a smoothie? And I said, sure. So we went in the smoothie. This fella ordered a kale smoothie. I'm saying a healthy smoothie. He ordered a kale smoothie with spinach. And I was thinking to myself, my God, this is crazy. Right? This guy did something for his body that would last a whole lot longer than some fast food.
Yeah. You would honestly be surprised. One of the things that blesses my heart so much in going out and you know, serving the people in that community is that they look out for each other. They'll say, did you go across the street, down the corner? So-and-so is there. You know what I mean? Make sure, or can I get a plate for Jane? Can I get for Tom? And the level of kindness and compassion that they show one another and they are going without, and to see those of us who actually have, and we can be so unkind at times, for me, it was honestly refreshing. Here it is, people in what we deem to be the worst types of situations, and they have a level of kindness similar to like what you showed. They're being responsible. So everyone that we see is not out there. They don't all have mental issues. Some of them are there. They are living in their cars. They're living in an abandoned boat in the back of Arawak Key. They're sleeping on benches at night, but they're getting up and they want to work. They want to help each other and they want to help people. So I just want to encourage anyone out there, even if you can't partner with me, go out and be a blessing to any one of them that you happen to see and the Lord lays on your heart, to just be a blessing to them if you can.
Okay, well, what I would like you to do is send me your link. And if anybody asks me for it, I'll send them the link. And we're definitely going to help. And thank you so very much. Coming up.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show. Blessings.
No problem.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. You too. Sunia Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's celebrating her birthday by giving back. All right. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, y'all know who's coming online. The one and only Ian Thomas of Direct Marketers will be with us when we return. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host.
Take my walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you tense. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Classic.
Bring it on now. Let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center.
Hello.
Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic,
where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Listen, let me get myself in no trouble. That young lady, Sunia Williams, is not going on 14. I don't know what her age is. You don't ask a woman her age. So I just said that jokingly. But what she's doing is amazing. And I hope that if you reach out and do what you can to help her advance her cause. We are with us today, the one and only Mr. Ian Thomas. Ian, you there?
What's carrying on?
I don't know what you was doing your birthday, Ian. And don't give me no fluff now. What you was doing your birthday?
Well, on my birthday, I kind of just, I just pray, and then I thank the Lord that he's blessed the world with me coming here, and, you know, just walk around. Hope people are gratitude that I'm here, and, you know,
I'll give you this great show so you could teach us all kind of stuff.
Yeah. This platform is amazing.
I'm such good guest, so you could just bless us.
Like yeah, that. I could just bless you all. Listen here, Mr. Bago, I am a blessing to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, man, let me just get started, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my name's Ian Thomas, and I'm here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea, you want to know how viable it is, you know, does this make sense? Can it work? I want you to give me a call at 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212. You hear that? I go on to the phone company. I say, give me all your tools. So that's what I do. That's been my phone number. So you give me a call.
Yeah. I'm never joining you. I'm never joining you and saying your phone number no more.
I know, man. next time we're going to be in sync. Hey, guess what, Trivago? Had a funny phone call someone's already calling. Let me tell them. Hey, I'm here on Trivago Lang Show, and we're doing amazing things on 96.9 FM. Tune in, and then call me back when I'm done. Thank you. That person's trying to talk. Yeah, they feel like Trivago. Yeah, man, they's make you they's call right away. I got a call like about three nights ago. Lady called me and say, Mr. Thomas, I bought the bully pill for my husband, and it really, really works. Our relationship has done much. She said even apparently the night before she saw him, he was sleeping. She witnessed him; he was grinding his teeth.
Okay. Ian, what else you selling today?
Hey, listen here, man. Hey, listen, it's a wonderful thing. Hey.
What else are you selling today, man?
Hey, speaking about the bully pill, stop hounding me, you guys. Everyone's talking about the bully pill. Hey, listen here, man. The bully pill is selling off of the hook. I think 2 months ago we celebrated like about the 500th pill. Now we're at almost 1,000 pills. Ladies and gentlemen, especially you ladies, because a lot of women call for their husbands as well. I was on a Christian station. I didn't call the name. I was on a Christian station earlier this morning, and them Christian people call like crazy for the bully pill, Trivago Lang. I ain't joking.
Okay.
You believe me?
I mean, you telling the story, man.
Yes, man. Yeah, man. They say the marriage, Mr. Thomas, the marriage bed is undefiled. I said, what mother say? He said, but please come a good deal on the bully pill. I won't defile my wife a little later on. I said, you better stop, you know, sir. You better stop, yeah? Hey, listen here, man. Get the bully pill. $55. You can get five pills, $55. It's more like capsules, but I say pills. So it's five capsules, pills, whatever you want to say, $55. It's all natural. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with high blood pressure or diabetes or anything. It won't interfere at all. So many people are taking it, and so many relationships are just thriving and doing well. I like to tell people once that physical part of the relationship is gone, sometimes other things kind of creep in. You know, you say, oh, well, you know, I just give her money. Sometimes money ain't everything. A woman wants to be loved and kissed and caressed and just want to be wanted. So I want you guys to have a wonderful relationship and do well. If you are dealing with any ED, men, that's erectile dysfunction, and you say, you know what, I want something for this. You know, you might not be completely gone. Some people say, oh, Lordy, completely. The bully pill will work with you. You take one pill, you drink some water, half an hour later, boom, you're ready to go. You're going to have a nice, I got to remember, they said summertime, some kids might be nearby. You're going to have a nice time with your partner. Is that good?
That's good. You're doing well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. My mommy tell me say that. So listen here, you're going to have a wonderful self, the bully pill, reignite, reinvigorate that relationship, and then we'll have lower divorce rates. Anyway, now I'm going to talk about something else. We talked about Lil General a couple weeks ago. Remember that, Trivago Lang?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, man, we always talk about that. That's Mr. Damien Turnquest. That's my boy, man. He's doing incredible things over there at Lil General. Lil General is located East Street South, for you individuals who might not know about it. And, you know, they're a staple in the Bahamas, you know, for years. I remember my uncle, God bless the dead, he's passed away. We'd go out on a Sunday, and the only store that was open selling grocery items would be Lil General, and anybody over a certain age could attest to that. And they still have the great prices. Like I said, they're located East Street South, and everybody knows them. Like I said, they have great deals for the entire family on grocery and also dry goods. So whether it's meats or dairy or fruits or dry goods, like I just said, toiletries, nobody beats Little Generals. They got the best prices on everything you need for your baby, like baby detergent for newborns. They got top brands like Huggies and Pampers to keep your little one dry and comfortable. If you need snacks for school, we're on a break, but still kids go to summer school. And even you individuals who like to brown bag it, I guess you don't even say brown bag it no more because there ain't no brown bag around, but who like take your lunch to work, Little General has the best prices for you guys as well. So you can go down there and pick up chips, drinks, and Lunchables. Plus, you'll also save big on Capri Suns. You want Gatorade and Vitamalts and chips and all kinds, juices and coffee and cookies, body wash, and so much more. You want to check out Little General's right there, like I said, East Street South. You want to keep your house clean with disinfectants, washing powder, and top-of-the-line bleach. Got to go down there to Little General. And like I said, when it comes to meats, nobody beats them. They got the best prices on the freshest chicken leg quarters and chicken wings, not to mention big, juicy pieces of turkey and turkey portions. You can also find the best cuts of lamb chop, pork chop, and steaks right down there. They also have an extensive line of hair and beauty supplies to keep you looking and smelling real good. And if your child has a school project to do, no need to worry. You'll find all those supplies that they need to do those projects and get great grades. You don't want your children to get good.
You know those children don't do the projects. You know the parents.
I know. I used to do that every time I get an extra point. My son was laughing at me, but yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Shivago Lang. Yeah, man. So you want to save money and let your pockets still look nice, big, and fat, your wallet looking all good. You want to go check out Little General. Remember, they close at 11 p.m. And they're the number one family-owned and operated grocery store here in the Bahamas. You want to shop online? You can do it. You just go online to shop.lilgenerals, with an S, shop.lilgenerals.com. And they also have a mobile app, so you can add things to your cart and you just check out. You want to pick up in-store? That's no problem. And Family Island customers, you guys are listening to Shivago Lang every day. You guys still win big because they deliver to the boat 24/7. Every day they deliver to the boat. Stuff is going out. So just as a reminder, you want the best deals on grocery in Nassau. You want to check out Little Generals. And also, I forgot to tell you, they also hire in. So if you have a clean police record, you are you're looking for a nice job or anything, you can go down there. You could be a cashier or work in the stock department or maybe stocking the shelves, whatever. Just carry your police record. Check them out. They are hiring right now. Go check them out. And that's the Damien Turnquest. He's doing, like I said, an incredible job down there. And I just love going down there. They're such a wonderful family. And also, if you speak a different language, they have individuals down there who speak Creole, and they can help you out. So that's a great place to go. How do you feel about that, Shivago Lang?
Sounds like a plan.
I always have to make sure how Shivago feel about something, because if he doesn't feel right about it, I got to take it back. But you're all right.
You're all right, mommy,
with what I just said.
Your mommy told me to pay attention to you to make sure you're doing the right thing.
I know. I just finished talking to her. She beat her just raw on the phone. She said, don't say nothing about the way to Shivago. I like Shivago. I said, Simi, you like Shivago more than me. She said, see me, my mouth. She said, my mouth pinned right up. I believe she likes more.
You're going to be all right, brother. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, Jay Carey sent people there all the time. You've been in an accident. You need your car repaired. You want to go to Jay Carey. Where are they located? They're located on Mini Street right off of Wolf Road. The phone number is 328-5744. 328-5744. They're fast, reliable, and they give quality service guaranteed. And they are the number one company that top insurance companies go to get repaired. They're authorized auto repair company for all major dealerships. So if you got a BMW, a Suzuki, a Mini Cooper, a Volkswagen, a Lexus, Honda, Chevrolet, GMC, Dodge, whatever brand, you can take it over there to J. Carey's Auto Center right there off on Mini Street. That's off Wolf Road. And you can get your stuff all sorted out. Like I said, they're the number one auto collision and refinishing experts on the island. And if you have a hard-to-find part, they can bring it in for you, so you don't have to go and try to get online trying to find it. They have people dedicated to that, to find that hard-to-find part for you, and they'll bring it in. Authorized auto repair company for all vehicles sold and warranty by the Auto Mall, including. So they're working along with the Auto Mall, and anything that they that the Auto Mall sells, they can go ahead and it's under warranty with them. What else I want to let you guys know? They want to let you know
let
that
let them know, let them know after we come back from this break.
Definitely.
I respect some other sponsors.
Definitely.
You listen to gentlemen. I have you know this voice. I am on Ian Thomas's show, Direct Marketers, and we're going to take a break on his show. And when we come back, we were going to talk to him. I'm going to talk to him about some stuff I'm doing when I come back. We'll be back after this break.
Lace up, Bahamas, it's time to move. Join the Water and Sewage Corporation's 50th anniversary Fun Run Walk, Saturday, July 4th. Whether you're 12 and under or 60 plus, there's a category for you. Registration is $35 adults, $15 for kids, and the first 150 get free anniversary merch. Registration opens 5 a.m., race time 6 a.m. sharp. Check our social pages for details and to register. 50 years of nation building. The future flows through us. See you at the starting line.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at
Tide. But you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Ian Live on Z Live. So glad you could join us here today. We're here with Ian Thomas of Direct Marketers and sharing with us some of the products, fine products of his customers. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Brother Thomas.
Yes, Mr. Shivago Lang. While we were on a little break, someone phoned me and they said, Ian, does J. Carey Auto Center, do they have a tow truck? And I said, yes, they do. So individuals out there, like I always tell people, it's so very important. I usually say women, but also men, inclusive of men, that you have a tow truck driver's number in your car, because, you know, disaster can strike any old time. And sometimes it's in a real terrible timing is everything in a real terrible time, a real terrible place. It might be in a desolate place. You want to you want the number for the tow truck for J. Carey? It's 454-1061. 454-1061. And if you want J. Carey's telephone number, that's 328-5744. 328-5744. That's 328-5744. So what does J. Carey do? Like I just said, they offer 24-hour towing. They do collision repair, chassis repair. Man, that's when your chassis bend. That's you people who might be buying cars from Copart and you're bringing them back to Nassau, need that chassis straightened out, you go check them out. Custom painting, I'm talking about. Bring your car back looking like new. Deal with all those unwanted rust stains. They get rid of the rust stain and they use their special formula to seal it. Then they, whatever you use, I guess Bondo with everything, put your car back together, look new, or they do a replacement of the part. Airbag replacement, that's also very important when you bring those cars from the United States and sometimes the airbag light is still on. They do that. Auto glass and windshield replacement, that's another big thing. A lot of people don't know, Shivago, and you can attest to this as well, that driving with a cracked windshield or shattered windshield, that's an infraction, am I right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's also it's also dangerous for you.
Yeah, it's also
because it's cracked.
Yep.
And it means that the windshield is compromised.
Yeah, and you never know. Maybe little shards of glass could even end up in your eyes. That's not good, not at all. So, like I said, J. Carey has invested thousands of dollars in training their technicians, making sure they're fully equipped and well-versed in repairing all those most popular EV vehicles that's here now in the Bahamas. You know, you don't want to be playing any games and risk any repairs by some, you know, somebody inside side of the road who say they could fix EVs. No. When it comes to repairing EV cars like Teslas, JAC, BYD, they can do it. That's J. Carey. You want to do it? Where they're located? Mini Street off Wolf Road. Phone number 328-5744. 328-5744. WhatsApp number, also for a tow truck, 454-1061. 454-1061. I love what Juan's doing over there, him and his team. Like, and listen, you know, all my clients, they work so good with their staff. That's what I like about them, you know. If you have a company and you see some animosity and some division, the company ain't going nowhere. That's going down the drain. If your people could work together in cohesiveness and respect each other on the job, then the company could do really well. I know I'm going overboard, but that's absolutely the truth, you know, because I deal with customer service. I deal with customer service, yeah. Another place with good customer service is Shivago Lang's favorite place, ladies and gentlemen. Dun, 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 dun. Charms Reloaded. Charms Reloaded.
I'm not even listening to you because you even had enough respect to carry me to Charms.
Well, put your finger in your ass. Let me tell everybody else. Charms Reloaded is the ultimate adult playground, restaurant, bar, and lounge. They're located on 6 Terrace Madera Street, right next to Donald's Furniture. They're open 7 days a week, and they're open from 12 noon to 4 a.m. Trust me, you'll never have a better time and better tasting food. So you're going to go there for the live entertainment. That's absolutely gorgeous. You're going to see wonderful, wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful people there dancing, having a wonderful time. And then when it's time to eat, you're going to go right there and you say, let me look on this board, but I want something to eat. I want some sauce. What about chicken sauce or turkey sauce or some pig feet sauce or ribs or mutton? Maybe some sheep tongue. You get mixed sauce. All kind of, you get stew conch and stew and boiled fish. Mother, I'm getting hungry right now. You get burgers, chicken and hamburger and cheeseburger. You get conch burger and fish burger and salmon burger and grouper burgers. Plenty burgers, eh? This is a big burger joint. You want platters, you get wings and seafood platter. You get chicken and taco and shrimp taco. You want fettuccine, you get plain, wedgie, you get chicken and shrimp, chicken and conch and shrimp, lobster and shrimp, salmon, conch, shrimp, lobster, seafood, lots of, people get plenty of food, you get cookie, you never really, you get dinners, you want dinners, you get barracuda, barbecue ribs, pork chops,
steak. Man, ain't nobody have no barracuda on no menu, but.
They got barracuda, you take a story in there.
Yeah, I think you're stuck.
Like Grammy said, don't tell people they're lying. You're snoring too much. No, they get barracuda, but I thought, look here.
When Texas tell me, say, tell Ian, don't mix you up with Charles.
they say, Ian, you can't be my Charles. I was thinking about it. Man, you're charming me. Yeah, Charles. Charles is so good. You want some food? You get chicken wings, steam, and baked chicken. You get pork chop, I say barbecue ribs, lobster steam or crack. You get grouper, steam or fry. Salmon, sauteed or steam. You know how to saute salmon? Chivago?
My name is Chivago Lang, buddy.
Oh, okay then. So I guess that's a big no, ladies and gentlemen.
But what?
I going by Chivago. It's Chivago.
Would you like a crispy honey glaze?
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
So where are you going that from? Where you ordering that
crispy,
from?
Crispy water it? Okay.
Chivago. I know someone know you. They say one time they've been by you, you gonna burn the water.
Yeah. don't listen to nothing they say because they lie to you.
Chivago said, I got to throw out this pot of water, put out a new pot of water, that water burn.
Well, you know what I eat this morning?
What's that?
I had American, I eat stew conch this morning.
You said, I had stew conch last night.
Mm-hmm.
Mado, yeah, I went to an event, I had stew conch last night.
But you order yours, I make mine.
Oh, well, that's true. I make that. But it was good, though. It was good. It was nice stew conch with some nice rice, and then they had like a bun on the side. It came out really nice. They had carrots in it and potatoes and everything. But that was good. And I ain't trying to diss them because they're my people. But you can't get the stew conch down there by chance. You can't hold nothing there. You know, ain't too much people ready for that. Let me give you the phone number, ladies and gentlemen. 677-3992. 677-3992. That's 677. Great idea. Well, maybe not this Friday because this Friday is a holiday. So maybe you guys can go tomorrow. So Charms is located 6 Terrace, Madera Street, right next to Donald's Furniture. And when the weekend comes, everybody is go down there and have theirself a good time. Yes, sir.
We out of time. And the man say, Mr. Lang, don't mind. Me and Charms will change you.
Charms will change you. Listen here. Go to Charms and have yourself a good time. Also, like I said, go to Little General's and get some grocery and J. Carey Auto Center. That's a wonderful place. Chivago, I had such a great time here talking with you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Ian Thomas, 5520212. That's 5520212. Call me and I get you that bully pill.
This question asks if Charms have a drive-thru, Ian.
Yeah, you drive your car and you park and you go walk inside. That's the drive-thru.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. God's best life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon.